B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now, we might end up flipping guys' sweaters anyway in the middle of this scrimmage because we want to make sure that Bergeron's group of the power play, we're going to use DeBrus to start there, is with them. So if it's a matter of him having to change a shirt, then that's what we'll do. So if this game's going to Vegas, the betting line, I'm giving you a heads up right now that the guys might switch teams.
Okay, all right.
Big yuck fest.
All right,
down there,
huh? There. Bruce Cassidy, head coach of the Bruins, yucking it up.
Stay in your lane, Beetle. Stay in your lane.
I know. I'm skating outside my lane here.
That's an evil laugh.
To talk about the Bruins. I don't know if I'm allowed to. I can go right back to talking Edelman if I must.
You know what's cool is I got a Coors Light Stanley Cup beer tap.
Yeah,
it's just a hole with a trophy on it. It says Bruins Stanley Cup. I could break that thing out. I haven't had that out in a while.
What are you gonna use it for?
Put on my
here.
Keg.
Not oh, here. I think to break it out like you're bringing it in for the show.
No,
I'm like, what?
For the show. Yeah, you can put the keg here.
Hold it up. Look.
Hold it up.
Look at that.
Bring the keg Monday.
Bring the keg. Hey, we will be on location Monday, 10 to 2, right there at Canal Street, man.
Middle of the Fan Fest, baby.
Nice.
Outside of Boston Sports Grill. Looking forward to it.
Nice sunshine. It's going to be a good day down here.
Yes.
Good day to come drinking early.
So I didn't know this, but Matt Kalman reports that several Bruins players bristled at the idea of having an intra-squad scrimmage tonight at the Garden. There are players that are not loving the idea of going out there tonight and having
it.
A scrimmage.
It's like you're put on show.
Why is that? Why do you think that is?
Because it's the hardest thing I think.
Oh, by the way, and I just want to give you the background just to tell you what he wrote about. He sort of indicated that it was guys saying, and he didn't quote everybody, but his background and his reporting, guys saying you got to go out there and try and be smart, but when you're trying not to get hurt is when you do get hurt.
Exactly.
But anyway,
the hardest thing to do is say, okay, guys, here's what we're looking for. Good tempo here, and I know Cassidy's already talked about. We're looking for tempo, looking for this and that. Guys are going to be – you never get in a real rhythm in these type of things. And this is like that season ticket holder practice where you go out there and Brady only hits, 12 of 18, and people are losing their minds. Why? Because you don't really get in any sort of a rhythm. You're just going out there for show, and it's almost like you feel like you're put on display at times. See, I think they would rather probably just have a good, hard, tough workout at Warrior and do that instead. Now they got to simulate an entire game day, come in the morning, watch over some film, go over some tape, get over to the Garden. Man, I have no clue what they're going to do tomorrow night. From a music standpoint, is it going to be the same thing? Are we doing Living on a Prayer? Are you hitting a goal sounder? What are we doing?
It's tonight.
I'm sorry, tonight. Yeah, tonight's Thursday. I don't even know what day it is.
Is it the fans? Is it the fans that being there? Or is it like, would they be fine with doing a scrimmage at Warrior in front of nobody?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So it's the fans. It's not the scrimmage.
I think it's like this delay is, I think, starting to eat at people to where, Jesus, now we're still not playing until Monday night for real. But we got to go out there and make sure we all take care of each other. And, hey, somebody might criticize me for the type of shot I have, but you know what? I don't want to hit a 105-mile-an-hour puck to where I'm going to put it in some guy's chest. You know, so there could be shots tonight where Pasternak might give it a little flip instead of trying to light one up because you really don't want to take anybody out. That's part of it.
But that's nothing like the season ticket holder thing.
But
they
people
can kind of go
like,
half speed at the Patriots. Like,
yeah, they do. But,
see,
they do more drills there. It's hard. It's hard for them to do drills. I mean, you put them on the ice, and they got to skate against each
other. I think people would be fascinated by some of those pads that they have and stuff that they – the shooting stuff that they have.
But I hope they do that. Like, we saw some stuff down at Warrior where they go and they skate full speed. They got to pick this puck out of this little area that's padded, and then they got to do something with it, go around, and it's a cone drill. And Hardy, the one guy – remember when Pasternak was coming back, and he's on one skate doing figure eights the entire ice?
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Like, that's got to burn, man. And just to watch these guys just gassed after these workouts. See, I just, you know, don't be critical of him if, oh, well, that wasn't a really good shot. Well, maybe he's not trying to kill someone in net, right? Maybe someone doesn't want to take one off their shin or hit my hoof or my paw and shatter something. Yeah, that'll be fun going into Monday night.
Bruins are holding an optional skate this morning I'm not sure what the attendance is over there, but optional skate this morning, and they'll have another skate in the morning.
Well, they bristled at the idea of a scrimmage. I'm sure they're bristling even more at the idea of skating before a scrimmage. And I don't even want to do the scrimmage.
But you get fed. You get like eggs and bacon and stuff, though. They got nice food spots.
They are still in the playoffs, though. They should be okay with something.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's not exactly a real all-hands-on-deck attitude, is it?
Does it? Yeah.
Is it like, I'm not doing that.
When's the game? Monday? Call Sunday.
Stanley Cup? Yeah. I'll see you Monday. I'll see you on Monday. Don't be out there tonight.
Hey, but seriously, are fans going tonight? You jacked up if you're going? Like, I'm sure people listen to us.
I don't know if you're jacked up.
I bet you Paulie's going.
By the way,
you're going to watch the team that's going to be playing in the Stanley Cup, and you may not be going to any of the Cup games, but it's been a while since we had some hockey. You want to go? You want to cheer the guys on? You want to, you know, let them know you're there and supporting them? It's an extended fan fest. It's a scrimmage, you know? You're just going there to, you know, watch some hockey. Let the guys know. Go team.
Hockey!
Hey, bring the kids.
Yeah.
We've been asked a number of times if tonight's scrimmage is televised. It is not.
What if it was? What would the number be on that? I'd be interested in that to see if it would win the night.
Pretty good Sox day game.
Yeah, I think it would be okay.
They'd probably do a good number tonight.
I think it'd be all right.
Yeah. Not on their website or anything, huh? Not on Bruins.com? No.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you're
going to.
You might get some of that. You might get some little live streaming for
Facebook.
But as far as being on television,
but I did
there's no television broadcast.
So Bob and I did the season ticket holder thing, and we did all the drills and walked you through drills. It's what they're trying to do here, and they put it on the team website.
Yeah.
So
you might get some of that. You might get, I don't know if you'll get it start to finish, but you might get portions of it. You might get a highlight video put together, a little highlight package after the fact, something along those lines. Yeah.
I like that.
T-Bone, you going to go over there tonight? You going to go watch the scrimmage?
You take your baby hat? Your little boy hat?
He just G-chatted me. Got to support the team. What does that mean?
What?
I don't know.
Now he's going to G-chat you.
Seinfeld reference. Devils.
Putty.
Got to support the team.
Okay.
617-779-0985.
Paint your chest.
Tom.
Yeah, Facebook.
But I think, generally speaking, the scrimmage tonight is, I think it's a good idea to put it in the garden for the, you know, just the
film,
the noise element, the
lighting.
Yes, all of that. I don't know. But I don't hate it.
But they'll be like, haven't we played here enough? You know, like there's probably some guys back in the garden. Pain in the ass driving in there. I get some of that. Please. Yeah. Doesn't matter how many times you play in there.
It is odd, though. I mean, I don't think we should forget that. It is a little strange. You're going to play in your league's championship series in 4 days, and you're going, you know, you're doing like a training camp practice.
You haven't had a game in a week.
Yeah, I know.
So bad.
It's so bad by the NHL. It's an awkward situation you've been handed.
It should be playing.
And so you're dealing with it, and it presents sort of an awkward setup. It's just the way it is. It is. They're dealing with it. It's sort of odd, though. It's unusual. But I don't mind it one bit. Joe is in the car. He thinks it's stupid. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. I don't usually agree with Zoe's takes on the hockey. It's right. Just give him a hard practice, work him, right? Zoe, just, you know, get out there and
I think that's
and,
what
know,
they would rather do. It's hard
shoot
to go out
puck,
and say, gear it down.
Get you pucks know? Deep.
Just get them deep,
the
right? Zoe, and, you know, it's not a game. It's, you know.
But it's something else. They got all this time to kill. They're playing one scrimmage.
Hardy's right here. This is the problem. They probably have done that every other day here for the last week. Like, let's get them a good workout. Don't lose your legs. Yeah.
Right, Joe?
Nobody had a problem with this until like 20 minutes ago. I didn't hear anybody who had a problem with this until 20 minutes ago. Some of the players bristled at it. Who bristled at it? Oh, this is a dumb idea. Everybody liked it. Everybody liked the idea of this.
Well, the player's got an issue with it.
Melee.
How many?
I don't know. He doesn't say.
Fight.
Josh and Haverhill. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Beatles. Oh, Louthy. What
hey.
Up, man?
Hey, Louthy.
What's going on?
Louthy. Hey. You know, I feel like this is like a totally Boston Celtics attitude from the Bruins about this scrimmage tonight.
Man.
Zoe, you don't agree with this scrimmage? I mean, what's the big deal? Like,
no, I understand why they're doing it. Totally understand why they're doing it.
You guys are players, right? I mean, you go out and play. you go out and get that muscle memory back. It's very important. You know, you've been off for a long time. What's a little scrimmage in front of the fans? It's not even televised. That's why it's not televised, because they're so soft.
I want to make money for charity, too, which is good. It's good for their foundation.
Well, thankfully for that, you know?
Yeah.
And on that Edelman contract, I love it. I love that whole first segment from Beadle. I totally agree with him. You know, we stole this guy for the next 3 years. And don't worry, Brady's going to be here.
Is he? What if he's not?
What do you mean, is he?
Yeah, you never know. Just hope he gets his deal done. That's all. It's walk here, right?
You want to expand on that?
Development from Zoe.
You want to expand on that?
I believe what Schefter said.
What the hell's going on with Zoe today? First, he says Edelman sucks. Then he says,
don't you dare
that Brady might walk at the end of the year? What is going on with you today?
We'll get Edelman on.
At this point, Brady walking away at any point is not going to surprise me. That's all Zoe's saying.
They don't want to.
It will stun me. It will stun me, and I'll tell you why.
I'll be stunned if they don't get a deal done by August.
Because Brady can't walk away without permission.
No.
Brady can only walk with permission.
And they got
to
get a deal.
He doesn't get to just walk.
They got to get a deal done by August.
They tag him. He's a quarterback. You just get tagged.
They don't want to. I'm going to get into this tagging. That's why you got to get a deal done, because you don't want to get into this.
You're saying he can't retire after next season?
Oh, he can retire. That's different.
Yes.
He's talking about going to another team.
No, he's not.
No.
Oh, you're talking about retirement.
Yes.
No, I'm just saying it's a walk here. Say you win the whole damn thing.
Oh, okay. Right? I misunderstood your.
I think that's in play. I get the extension done and make sure he doesn't do that.
Oh,
that's what.
But aren't we all working with the assumption that he wants to play and he wants to get some more money before he's done? He's got one more left. I thought he wanted to cash in and get that money before he was done.
He's worried about the money.
His boy Jules got a big signing bonus. Hey, wants one now.
Okay, his wife makes good money.
Saying he's not worried is true. Saying he doesn't like money is false. Everybody likes money, including Tom Brady.
Yeah, everybody likes money. I want to put more money in the bank.
He does.
I don't want to have $400 million in the bank. I want to have $412 million in the bank.
It wouldn't be 12. It would be like 4 versus 450. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Oh, man.
Man's a capitalist like all of us.
Yeah, but when he doesn't want to play anymore, he's going to walk away regardless. That somebody will keep paying him to play until he's 50, as long as he's not hurt. At some point, he's going to retire. My guess is that Tom Brady will retire when he could still be playing.
I think it would be silly of him to walk away after this year, based on the kind of money he could just put in the bank at the end of it.
Well, if he wins again?
He could put a huge, huge amount of money in that bank.
Who said money in the bank?
Big dollars. Big dollars in that bank. 617-779-0985. We've got calls on the Bruins scrimmage for tonight, which we are happy to talk about. The draft possibly being in Boston. I see Cam and Taunton wants to get to that. We will do that. And Julian Edelman's contract details out today, courtesy of Burke Breer. We've got that in the mix as well. And also, the Red Sox bullpen is a complete, utter dumpster fire. There was another blown save last night, and another member of the bullpen is now on the injured list today. We'll throw that into the conversation with your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I don't think there are 3 words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The 1-1 to Jansen. Line drive to right field. That's going to drop down for a base hit. Here comes the run. Mookie knocks it down. The run scores. Toronto has tied it 4-4 in the ninth.
Last night during the Red Sox game, Walden gets brought in for the save. We have a show text chain, as we've told you about before. I think it was Jim or Tom. No, I think it was Tom who texted Tom. Walden in for the save. And then 5 minutes later, Jim, blown save. This team and their bullpen Oh, my God. Luckily, Red Sox come back and win that one last night again in just a ridiculous fashion because Michael Chavis, once again, this kid is unbelievable. It really is. And you know why I'm enjoying it so much? I have zero expectation, as I told Dan Shaughnessy earlier this week, of it lasting.
Yeah.
I just have no expectation of it continuing.
Did you hear him after the game? He just sounds like such a meathead.
Well, I wasn't really doing anything up to that point. You know, I had no hits, nothing.
I didn't even have a hit up until that point, but I felt good. My swing felt good. I felt like I was just kind of missing pitches earlier, maybe trying to do too much. So just tried not to do too much. I mean, at this point, I have no hits. Might as well just try and get a knock. Threw me a little cutter slider or something like that. Stay behind it, and I caught a barrel.
Do you know what his deal is? I think I've got him figured out. Do you know what his deal is, which I like about him?
What?
He doesn't think.
He doesn't.
Which I love. I say this not as in any way disrespectful. I say this as a compliment. He doesn't overthink things. He's like the Chris Sale of batters.
Don't let it get in your head.
I say it all the time about Chris Sale as a pitcher. Chris Sale's smart in the way that he doesn't overthink things. He just goes out. Yeah. He pitches. He doesn't let the mental stuff get to him. This kid, do you see the pitches that he hits? He just swings the bat. It's unbelievable.
He strikes out or he hits home runs.
This is why I don't have any real confidence in it lasting, because it's not – his approach to hitting is see the ball, hit the ball, and that can only last for so long.
Then why can't Jack
– That's just – I'm sorry. You can't build a career as a hitter.
No.
Doing that. You see the balls outside of the zone. The one that he hit for the home run last night, it wasn't a strike. It was way outside. He just, let me take a hack at this. Swing for my ass on this one. Boom! Home run! And you're like, how is this kid doing this? You can't. That doesn't last. It's fun as hell to watch, though. This kid's playing Major League Baseball right now like you play wiffle ball as a kid.
At this point, I have no hits. Might as well just try and get a knock. Threw me a little cutter slider or something like that. Stay behind it, and I caught a barrel.
Oh, my God. This guy's awesome.
He caught a barrel.
It's awesome.
Where'd they find him? Down in middle of Alabama?
And if you don't find joy in seeing that and hearing him say that after the game, you have no sports soul. That is awesome. How do you not love this kid?
Same guy that pointed up to the kid that did the introduction to him. You know, I'm doing a kid.
This guy's awesome.
Yeah.
It's kind of a more likable Johnny Gomes.
Yes.
He's got a little bit of Gomes.
Don't put Johnny Gomes in the same breath as Michael Chavis.
He's got a bit of a hardo in him.
Yeah. No,
he's a likable hardo.
Oh, yeah. He's not a hardo. A
little bit.
Meathead.
He doesn't have that in him at all.
He's got meathead in him. It's Gronkowski meathead.
This guy's having fun. He's not a hard ass.
Gronkowski's likable meathead.
This guy's sort of lovable.
He makes you want to watch.
This guy is lovable.
He's a good story. You're right, Jim. He sucks me in. This guy, because I got a chance to see bombs getting hit. I will go out of your way to watch when Chavis is up
Friday 150. No, please don't do that to Michael Chavis. Please don't put him in the same breath as Johnny Gomes. Don't do that to him.
Tiny little bit.
This is fun. Yeah. This is.
I said he was likable.
He does, though. He gives you a reason to watch.
You could see him wearing a flannel,
really
driving a pickup, and putting a pack of beer in the back of that bed.
I'm right loving there. It. You should
right
be loving it. This is
and
fun.
A styrofoam cooler.
Who knows how long it lasts?
Not a real cooler, styrofoam cooler.
Why do you think he's leading off today? Cora's like, I can put this guy anywhere. It's not going to change him at all.
Doesn't care.
Are you playing first base and leading off? Okay, let's go.
Sure. I'm going to try and barrel one up today, coach.
Catch a barrel.
Take a knock.
All right, Skip.
There you go.
I'll get in there.
Door's open. You got a knock on the door.
No
Take
problem.
A knock.
Let's do it. I love this guy. Yeah. How could you not? How could you not enjoy this right now?
He's probably, shoot, you bat me first. He'll probably give me an extra at-bat in this game. I might hit 3 home runs today.
So he's got, 10 home runs now?
Jesus.
10 home runs already for Michael Chavis. And enjoy the ride. Red Sox come back and win in extras last night 6-5 against Toronto after their bullpen blows up again. And again, today we found out that Tyler Thornburg, thankfully, is going to go to the injured list. And they can replace him with anybody. And whoever it is they find, they could find someone off the streets of Toronto today to replace him on the roster, and they'll be better off for it.
Tyler Thornburg is throwing the ball extremely well.
Anybody. They could pick someone out of the stands at Rogers Center today.
Hope his hip's
and
better.
He'll be a better guy for the bullpen than Tyler Thornburg.
He's got a bad hip.
Is it still Rogers Center? They haven't changed the name again, have they?
Rogers Center.
I think so.
You never
it might
know
be something different.
I never know anymore. Stadiums are changing their names every 5 minutes. They could pick someone out of the stands there today, and they'd have better luck.
Trans World something, or is that? Am I not thinking of
Trans World? When did that happen?
It's still Roger. No, it's still Roger Center. Thompson's.
It still is.
Thanks, Tom.
Oh, good. Thank you. With the press box that's in left field now.
Yeah, you got,
we never got to it yesterday.
You got a big beef with that.
It's
one,
Rogers Centra.
Well, Canadian spelling of sorry.
Yeah.
They moved the press box in Toronto to left field.
Where should it be? Behind home plate.
I saw the pictures after you brought it up because Pete Abe was.
For baseball stadium, it should be behind home plate.
You know, right? We all like to rail on baseball writers, like, because, you know, they're protectors of the game and all that crap. But in all seriousness, the baseball writers devote their freaking life to covering baseball. They give up their basically their life to go cover the Red Sox. Can you at least give them their press box? Can you at least let them have their press box where they cover the game from? Please.
Doesn't seem like it's too much.
I mean,
to ask.
Honestly, they give up enough of their time to do the job, and for the most part, it is a thankless gig. We rip them relentlessly. I mean, we rip them for their Hall of Fame voting. We rip them because they get very defensive. We rip them all the time. It's
them,
what we do.
Rip them because they never break a story.
Everything.
They're around a team all day. They never break a story.
We rip them
story.
All the time. The one thing I won't rip them for, the amount of time they put in, because they put in a boatload of time. In fact, the one thing we do rip them for is that they spend too much time around the clubhouse and then don't break the stories. How can you spend 19 hours a day in there and then not get that story? We do that to them.
Yeah.
But oh my God.
Fist pumping.
And then you put them in left field? What are, really? Oh, that's brutal. Like, your team has sucked for how many years, Toronto?
Oh.
You guys have been terrible for how long? You're not selling any more tickets where the press box was, and you move them all the way out into the middle of nowhere? Like, come on. It's unbelievable that they did that to them. Toronto. What a bunch of hacks.
Canadians.
Of course they did that in Canada.
Sure. Well, there's definitely nobody in the stands.
Right. That's my point. What do you need that space for? You're not even selling tickets. Or, you know, we needed to build a few more luxury boxes. You're telling me the other ones were full? No. Listen, one goes to your games.
Tom pulled the Justin Smoke home run just so you could hear where it landed.
Let's hear
this?
It. Yep.
And Smoke lines it hard down the right field.
There it is.
Gone.
Yep, because no one's in your stadium, you losers.
Kaboom!
Lines it hard down the right field. Jesus.
Yep, there it is.
That didn't sound like a person.
Didn't catch anybody out there.
That's not flesh.
Nope. And now there's a guy running up from the 100 level, going up the ramp to go find the baseball. He'll be up there in a few minutes to try and find it. 617-779-0985. Quickly, Cam in Taunton, that is. Cam on the draft being in Boston for the NFL. Oh, he hung up. What happened? I potted him up, he hung up.
I didn't touch it.
What happened to him? That was not me. We'll jump back to your calls right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I know what you're trying to do. You feel like summer's here? It's coming?
No.
See, I don't either yet.
Nope.
Just trying to provoke it.
You're wearing a sweatshirt today. Hardy's wearing a sweatshirt today. And I'm wearing a sweatshirt today.
It's cold
out. That feel like summertime to you? Jim's got his coach's pullover on today.
A game tonight.
Appanog? Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Big tournament, huh?
Baby.
Jim, what are the hours on Sunday you could potentially spend at the ballpark with your kids?
Let's go.
First game's at 9.
9 a.m.?
If we make it to the finals, it's at 7:30.
Oh, okay. So you could potentially be at the ballpark for 12 hours on Sunday with two children.
Good luck.
Possibly.
Oh, Jesus.
And then we'll see you first thing Monday morning.
You play that 9 o'clock game though. You're guaranteed not to play again until 3.
Oh my, that never sounds right when you say Happy Memorial Day. That never sounds right. It shouldn't be said that way.
It shouldn't be said. You should never address that.
What should we say? What do you say for this holiday?
It's a good question because I screwed it up.
Yeah, you say it and then you immediately say, that's stupid. Why did I say that? That's not right.
You don't really say anything.
You don't say anything. You can't say enjoy the weekend, enjoy your Memorial Day. You can't say that either. Doesn't make any sense.
According to the EnglishStackExchange.com, you're supposed to say have a blessed Memorial Day.
Blessed.
Blessed. Yeah.
Yeah.
The blessing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one that you just, I don't know why, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say with that.
Normally, have a good weekend, all right?
Normally we come in on a Friday, which is tomorrow, Friday, prior to Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And you pick 4 songs, I pick 4, he picks 4, and it's not even like
I'm not feeling that tomorrow either.
I'm not doing it tomorrow.
No.
I don't feel it.
I don't feel it either. Plus, we're going to be working on Monday, so.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with it.
That got a little something to do with it. Not taking off for 3 days. Hey, see you on Tuesday.
You guys like the Bruins. They don't want to scrimmage tonight. They're not feeling it.
Yeah.
They got to work Memorial
bristling.
Day.
We're bristling. We're bristling. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing right now.
I'm not bristling. It's cold outside. Doesn't feel like summer.
Bristling.
That's all it is.
We're bristling at the idea of
they don't want to scrimmage.
Music.
You guys don't want to do the music.
That's right. It's the same thing.
Right.
Same to same.
Okay. Okay.
Cam and Tons.
Kids are still in school, all that stuff. Yeah, don't feel right. What do you got?
Beetle, do you want anything here? I mean, every time something gets brought up to become here,
I certainly don't want the Olympics. That's the first thing I didn't want here. Now the draft, then you didn't want the IndyCar race.
Now you don't want the draft. Well, the U.S. Open's here in 3 years.
Why would you want an IndyCar race here?
Because it's an event. It's something to go to. And then when the U.S. Open's here in 3 years, I can only imagine how you're going to act about that. How are you going to act when they start building the red
stadium? I don't remember talking about IndyCar race. Did I talk about IndyCar race?
It was supposed to be an IndyCar race in Boston on the North Shore about 2 years ago, and they canceled it.
It was South Boston, Cam. It was South Boston. That was a Felger and Hardy thing. I don't remember if I even talked about that.
Felger wants everything here. He doesn't care.
I don't want the Olympics anywhere near this.
I don't want the Olympics. I want open wheel. Now, the U.S. Open, that's a little different. That's out in Brookline. And for them, the logistics of that, God bless. I don't know. This is. I don't think I'm telling tales out of school.
Where are they going to park cars?
Here's what I heard.
At the mall.
One of the ideas. And I used to drive past, you know, this area, if not the actual course itself, but like adjacent to it every day for, I don't know, 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
The thought was to have people park at Gillette Stadium and shuttle them up to the golf course for the U.S. Open.
Oh, no.
And people are like, that's ridiculous. It's too far. Okay, where do you park? Where do you park tens and tens
I don't want that. That's going to affect me now.
Of people? In Brookline or Newton or
mall.
West Roxbury.
Chestnut Hill Mall.
Roslindale. Yeah, Chestnut Hill Mall. Yeah, you get maybe 1,000 cars there. Then what? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
BC?
Park them on
There's
the stadium.
No parking at BC.
Nobody goes to games anyway, right, Peter?
Yeah, they park them up and down like the Hammond Pond Parkway for the BC games.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know where they're going to park them. I don't think they're going to let them park there at the public golf course there, what we all call Putterham, the Brookline Golf Course. But that they're going to be using that for other stuff.
I think the IndyCar race is a perfect example of why Boston couldn't even dream of handling the Olympics. They couldn't handle the IndyCar race. It ended in disaster and getting sued for $15 million. And the race didn't happen. The Olympics. That's a good one. That was really funny.
They wanted to. Remember they wanted to put sand pits and sand volleyball in the common, the Boston Common?
Yeah. Cam, here's what I would tell you, remove trees. Cam, get a job in Boston and commute every day.
Yes.
Try it.
Get a big boy job in Boston every day.
Do big boy
and
stuff.
Commute every day to a job in town and work and live in the city every day like hundreds of thousands of people do, and then call us back and tell us if you want something in town.
Yeah,
that's all. Live life in this city like many other people do, and you will then change your opinion as to whether or not you want something. That's all.
And to everyone who says for like the draft or anything else, it's like, oh, just think about all the business it'll bring to the restaurants and the hotel. You can only have
so crowded to begin with.
You can't build on an additional 400 seats for your restaurant for those 3 days.
Thank you.
Go out to eat downtown right now. Go out to eat tomorrow night.
Tell me
how easy it is to get a table at a good restaurant downtown tomorrow night. They're already full. That you can only do so much. Send it to a place that needs the business. Most places downtown don't need the business.
We're doing okay. We're doing all right.
Or if they put it in a cape.
They wanted to put the equestrian events in Franklin Park.
To answer his question, do I want anything? I do. I've already told them what I want. I want an all-star game. I want something. I want all-star games.
All-star game would be fine.
NBA, NHL, MLB, I
you
want
You don't
an
have
all-star
to build
game.
A separate venue
yes.
for it?
We have venues
Just
that
another...
can already accommodate
yes.
it.
Yes.
We have the it's a regular amount of foot traffic, vehicle traffic that we handle on a regular basis already. There's an appropriate amount of hotel space available. We can handle that. No problem.
Good grief.
In a weekend.
Yes. That's what Dorchester needed, a world-class equestrian facility. That would have been a good use of funds there, Olympic Committee. Stop it. Thank
the people
goodness,
that have proposed
have
the people that
anymore.
Have proposed that nonsense have paid zero price for that, by the way. None. We all just went on living our life like that and never happened. Trust me, I have not forgotten all that crap that you people proposed.
You keep it a list.
I remember who you are. I got a list.
Weirdo.
I got a list. I remember who you are. All your stupid ideas. I remember. Someday we'll break it out a few years down the road and say, ha ha, these fools out there are going to do all this stupid Olympic stuff. Olympics.
The IndyCar
We're
races.
Just trying to figure out how to get people to the Cape in the summertime now.
Yeah.
We're just trying to figure out how to do that right now. That's our next project.
Yeah. You'll work on a Tobin Bridge. Close one of those lanes down.
Can we figure out how to repaint the Tobin Bridge first? Can we figure out how to do that? Or, like, you know, shore it up so it doesn't fall down? Can we do that before we do the Olympics? trying to make sure the Tobin Bridge doesn't collapse before we do the Olympics. How does that sound, Zoe?
Nice. Paint that. Yeah. Yep. Put it over there at Chelsea.
I want to get to this email from Jim Softball League. I want to get to this.
We have that next.
We have to get to it. It's so good.
It's how stupid
it's
Jim's
so
league
good.
Is.
It can't be ignored. It cannot be ignored.
It's not a league. It's the whole state.
It's the whole state of Rhode Island. Rhode Island.
And it doesn't just end in the state. It's all youth sports.
All of youth sports. All of America. It's an American problem.
It's Rhode Island.
It's Rhode Island. We'll get to it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
This hour is Zolak and Bertrand, brought to you by AdCare's Outpatient Services. Getting help for addiction doesn't always mean being away from your job and family. AdCare Outpatient Services can work around your schedule. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL.
617-779-0985 is the phone number for you. So as we like to talk about with Jim all the time, Jim's a very high-level softball coach, state of Rhode Island.
I wouldn't say it's high-level.
No, it's not high level.
High level.
It's very organized.
Look at that embroidered coach's pullover he wears. You don't think that's high level stuff?
Hold on. How many uniforms you guys
have? All I have is polo shirts, so I needed something warm because we're playing in the spring.
How many uniforms your kids have?
They have three.
Three. How old's your kid?
Nine.
You're getting a lot out of this.
What is AGS?
Where's the email, by the way?
Appanagh Girls Softball.
Where is the email?
It's in my email.
So you didn't put it in our notes.
I did not, no.
On purpose.
Pull it up.
He didn't put it in our notes on purpose. So
I don't know if the guy wants a name out there, but
I wouldn't have shared his name. I wouldn't have done that.
supposedly Jim is coaching 9-year-old girls, and they have tournaments this summer to where there will be teams from Connecticut, New York,
oh, everywhere,
up.
Right? Everywhere.
And people paying $300 to stay in a freaking Hampton Inn down in Providence.
The subject line of an email that was sent out to all the coaches last week.
Yesterday.
About last week, though, right?
Yeah,
it's something that happened last week.
So you want me to get the backstory a little bit first?
Sure. Yeah.
So we've got an email. So I'm on an email chain with every coach that coaches one of these travel teams in Rhode Island in softball. Age group, all age groups. We're in the youngest age group, right? 10 and under. So after the first tournament was played, we got an email. Somebody got ejected in the first inning of the first game of the first tournament of the season.
So a kid got ejected?
No, coach.
Oh.
For what? Arguing?
Yes, arguing. A call.
A call.
Yes. Who? Umpire that makes, whatever, $30 a game or something.
How old are your umpires?
They're adults.
Okay. Well, you're lucky they're adults.
So then we got an email the second weekend. The second tournament, somebody got ejected. So they started a zero tolerance policy.
They should.
Yeah.
It sounded
ridiculous.
Like they already had one.
if you're getting ejected
in the first game of the season, what type of tolerance were they dealing with before?
You're ejected for the entire tournament and then subject to a suspension hearing. That's the zero tolerance.
Oh, God, okay. Being ejected. I don't want to coach anymore.
So then we get this. This is the third thing in 3 weeks.
Okay. 9-year-old girls softball.
And the subject line was instant replay.
What?
Right. You're like, what? Instant replay?
All caps. Instant replay.
And in this email, it said, seems that at a tournament held last weekend, a coach did not agree with an umpire's call and proceeded to go onto the field to demand that the umpire look at the video of the play, which he had recorded on his cell phone. We do not have instant replay at our tournaments. And I will promise you this. The next coach that does this will be ejected from the tournament and will be scheduled to attend a suspension hearing at which he or she will, at a minimum, be suspended for the remainder of the year.
Man, oh, man.
You had cases.
What, are you not going to be allowed to...
It's so ridiculous. Some of these coaches are... It's so ridiculous.
Are you not going to be allowed to eat at Cello's for 150 days
after?
How old
are the oldest kids playing in this tournament?
18 and under is the oldest age group. So there are some kids that are like high school.
Okay, so that is a little bit older. So
most of the school kids, I don't think, play in tournaments this time of year because they're playing for their school.
Right.
So I think most of the teams that are playing right now are the younger teams, as far as I know.
There's like 8-year-olds out there. This guy's filming with his phone.
There's two ridiculous states, Maine and Rhode Island.
Filming the play with his phone and then going out and arguing the calls by showing on his phone what had just happened.
You laugh? I bet it's not even by the phone. I know there's a parent that gets assigned. Most of these teams, these travel teams, have a mini iPad and they have the tripod. There's one parent that's assigned to film the games. I bet that's what it was.
What happened to us?
Guy probably grabbed the mini iPad.
Honestly.
Said, look at the call again. You got it wrong.
So these tournaments work for the most part. And I don't know if this happened in the elimination part or but there's a pool play where every team makes it to the elimination portion of the tournament. But there's
pool.
Like a three-team. You can play a little three-game round robin. You seed your teams after the three-game round robin. So if you go 2-1 or 3-0 or 0-3, you're still playing on the Sunday for the elimination portion. It doesn't matter.
What's wrong with people, man?
I don't know.
What the hell has happened to us?
This will make me not coach. Like, I'm not.
It would make you not want to coach.
I don't ever want to
because you want to eliminate the a-holes.
There's some teams, 8-year-olds last year coaching. They're playing every game with the kids at the same position. The kid's playing right field for like 30 games in the summer.
God. Oh, it sounds fun.
That's terrible.
Because the same kid has to play shortstop and the same kid has to play third base and the same kid has to play first base.
Why do they do that?
Because they want to win.
They're motivated to really be winning.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff's insane.
You're a right fielder, Susie. And you're going to play right field all summer.
What do you got as a coach?
This is the summer of right field. Yeah, you got it?
You went 13-3 that summer as coach.
Imagine those parents. You have to bring your kid.
Feel better sitting at home?
You have to bring your kid every
game. Little Jenny, I knew you were a left fielder from the day I saw you. You're going to play a lot of left field this summer.
Hug the line. Move your ass over. I told you.
I get it.
Top of the dugout steps. Move over!
Got some guys screaming.
Move over!
Get on the line!
Oh, my God. I just can't imagine that scene, though. Can you imagine being a parent sitting there watching the coach lose his mind out on the field with the cell phone in his hand?
No.
In the umpire's face?
Setting a real good example for the kids.
What the hell is wrong with you, guy? Check yourself.
Get a grip, dude. Get a grip.
It's right here. You were wrong.
You're
I have
wrong.
It on video.
Ah, my phone! What?
Back it up.
And then having to get an email from like the commissioner. We don't have instant replay in our league. Instant replay has not yet been approved.
I wish there was video of this guy doing that.
Oh, that would be even better.
Because he obviously took the little camera off the tripod, like yes. Zoe said, so that wasn't being filmed at the time.
Because the only
Maybe
thing...
if the other team that they're playing against was filming, we have the video of
because
that.
The only thing we do worse than act like complete idiots in 2019 is publicly shame everybody in 2019.
Yep.
We do that better now than ever before.
We regret to inform you that the video you asked the umpire to look at was for a play that is not reviewable by iPad. Otherwise, it would have been fine. But this particular play, not reviewable.
Speaking of review, we're going to get to something that is maybe going to be reviewable, maybe not going to be reviewable. We don't know in the NFL what is going to happen with pass interference rules and review in the final 2 minutes with Hail Mary plays. It's sort of unclear at this point. Why don't we tell you the latest on this? Because it sounds like the NFL is going down a scary path with pass interference and review. It sounds like they don't really have it figured out, and it's starting to scare me and worry me a little bit, and it should probably worry everybody. The NFL doesn't know what to do. They're at a loss.
I don't know what to do.
You know
I don't know how to call it.
They're being the anti-Michael Chavis about this. Now they're thinking about it too much.
Anti-Chavis.
They really are.
Just hit the ball,
they kind of had something figured out, but now they're, no, I don't know.
Just hit the ball, meat.
See the ball, hit the ball.
Swing
they're thinking it. They're
Let's
rethinking
let it.
It
fly.
All right, we'll get to that coming up in 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.